Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Love to Live Healthy show with author and weight loss specialist, Josephine Fitzpatrick. Our focus is weight loss and losing it with healthy and clean living. Join us every week to hear answers to questions from our clients all over the world who text and email thousands of weight loss questions daily. Listen and learn how Josephine answers questions to help you lose weight, eat healthy, and feel great.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Love to Live Healthy show. I'm Josephine Fitzpatrick. Today's topic is Hello March, and our March mantra is I want to love the body I live in. What I want you to do is I want you to start March feeling in control and feeling positive, reminding yourself that any wall that is put up, you will break down with confidence and strength because this is what you want and no one is going to take it away from you. Monday, we always feel great and we're always ready for a weight loss week. But by Wednesday, we tend to feel exhausted and overwhelmed. We end up having a lunch out or a dinner out. We go off plan a little bit. And then before you know it, we say, we're off plan. We'll just keep going off. We have to remember, if we want the best results, we have to stick to our program 6 days a week. Yes, of course, if you go off program, one of the best things about the innovation program is you get right back on and you keep moving forward. But remember, every day is either going to be a weight loss day, a maintain day, or a weight gain day. And only you are in control of those results. You need 6 weight loss days to see the best results. Watch your weekends. Friday is a day we can start to be tempted to go off our path. When you are tempted, I want you to remind yourself that every time you take a step back, means you have to make up that step first and then start losing weight again. So you have to think to yourself, is it worth it? 99% of the time, it's not worth it. And you will look back and you'll think, why did I waste all my hard work on a weak moment? Be a little hungry, look for the little hunger and embrace the hunger. It only takes 2 weeks to replace a bad habit with a good habit. So push yourself through the next 2 Fridays. Stay 100% clean on program and the scale will reward you fabulously. I want you to stay positive and remember how important your goals are to you. Think about how happy you are when you do the right thing and you live the program. Embrace that feeling. It makes you happy. You feel amazing on program, so stay focused. Fridays are fun and exciting when we're entering the weekend, but when it comes to food, they are still Fridays, and you must be on program if you want to see and feel the best results. Some motivating goals. Short-term goal, where do you want to be April 1st? That gives you a month. You could lose 1 pound a week. That would be 4 or 5 pounds is 5 weeks in March. So that would be 5 pounds. You could lose 2 pounds a week. That could be 8 or 10 pounds. More importantly, where do you want to be 4th of July? Okay, that's 20 weeks. I just recently did a video the other day that said from March 1st to July 4th is 20 weeks. If you lose the very least 1 pound a week, you will see 20 pounds of weight loss by July 4th. That is amazing and so worth putting in the time. 1 pound a week doesn't sound like a lot, but if you go to 4th of July and you look back and you're 20 pounds lighter, it's going to mean everything. That 1 pound a week is going to mean everything. And 1 pound a week is very doable. It doesn't matter what you have going on. It's not even going to make you feel that hungry because you're not giving up that much for 1 pound a week. Commit. Follow it, and you will look back and be so happy you did. Okay? Listen, there will always be some kind of hurdle that is in your path and in your way. Social plans, stress, tired, even happiness can make you weak and overeat. Stay strong and jump these hurdles because that is what's going to take you to where you want to be. Mental strength is where your focus has to be. Remember and remind yourself daily what you want and how important it is to you. How do you want to feel on your next vacation? Or how do you want to feel this summer? Right now, you have the control to determine your results, but every day that passes will be one less day you have. I promise you, every hurdle you get over will help your next hurdle be even easier than the one before. Keep moving forward. Work hard every day and remind yourself when you are in the face of temptation that there is no better feeling than feeding your body less and losing weight, being comfortable in your own skin and being in control. When you stay on program, especially in the most challenging of times, is when you will get the best results. If you speak to any of my clients, they will tell you, yes, of course, staying to your meals and snacks is hard. Doing the 5-hour fast is hard. The detox is hard. Eating less is hard. But as soon as you go off program, that is so much harder. So choose your hard. Is it harder to be doing the right thing, feeling good, or is it harder to be off program knowing I'm eating more, but I don't feel great? You immediately feel the loss of control and you will immediately feel thicker and bloated. You don't want to do that. When you are on program, you're not only losing weight, you're losing body fat. And that is why even 1 pound a week feels so good. So stay on program, stay mentally and physically strong. And I promise you, this spring and summer, you will be ready for all the exciting plans you have, all the vacations, the graduations and beach days. And most important, you will feel good and you will love the body you live in. I hope this helps. I'm wishing everyone a beautiful, happy, healthy week. Much love and hugs from me to all of you.
Thanks for listening to Love to Live Healthy with Josephine Fitzpatrick. We hope you'll pass along our web address, innovationweightloss.com, to your friends and colleagues who are looking to lose weight by eating clean and living healthy. Be sure to check out our archive section on our website for previous podcasts. Join us next time for another edition of Love to Live Healthy with Josephine Fitzpatrick. The content in this podcast is not intended in any way as a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding weight loss or any medical condition or treatment, and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen. And never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have listened to on this podcast.